This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPreparers.com. We're delighted you're with us in class today. We're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains on this side of the microphone. And on the other side of the microphone, we're broadcasting live from Hollywood, California, with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
And welcome.
Good morning, cousin Vinny.
Welcome, Matt.
Yeah, you're going to call me Ricky. You're going to be Vinny. Little Guido.
Is that what you said? Yeah, I remember just a couple minutes before the broadcast, you said, whatever you do, don't don't call you what?
Payback, my mind called a bitch.
So I won't say it. It's great to be broadcasting with our two instructors, senior instructors, about a very serious situation, and they're going to be talking about this during a 3-day seminar. And that's in Hollywood, California. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's March 18, 19, and 20. And if you go to USAPreparers.com, page 1, you will see a link if you'd like to get tickets. And so Friday, my understanding, it's surviving the big one and preparing and surviving a major earthquake or long-term grid collapse. Saturday, it's critical urban survival skills and preparations. And then Sunday, it's surviving, survival instinct training and critical decision making. So Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller are working together in Hollywood. Sounds like it's going to be a really neat event. I wish I could be there, seriously.
Yeah, so Friday night's like totally free and open to the public. So it's a 4-hour event from 4 to 8 p.m. And absolutely no charge. Anybody can come. And it's sponsored by the Hollywood Studio District's Neighborhood Council. And then Saturday and Sunday, there's a modest fee, and you can learn more at our website. If you go to whentechfails.com and scroll down to next event, you can click on that, and it'll give you a link to buy tickets if you want, or just read about it. And, Rick, what do you have on your website?
Nothing. We have on my Facebook at docram.com will be complete details and links to take you to Matt's website for registration or to leave, a message or something like that. We have another system on sustainable lifeboats, and now we have one that Helen, I haven't had time to queue it up yet, but it's on the website for comments on this specific event and people that want to talk about this specific event. I don't have the link in front of me, but I'll send it to you.
Okay, well, we got it.
Vincent, could you turn your volume up just a widge? I tried to do it at my end, and I can't quite get it.
Okay, we've got it as high as it will go, Rick. I just talked with our engineer.
Time for a new computer, isn't it?
So, Rick, I'm looking at the book that you just released. It's your workbook number 2. And you talk about surviving, or can you survive or live off the grid for 30 days? Okay, can you live off the grid for 30 days? And many of us think, oh, nothing to it, nothing to it. But what happens when you're, you know, in your automobile and your truck and you get thirsty and you go, geez, I'm really, really thirsty. I can't go another 10 minutes. What's it going to be like 30 days off the grid? And you've got a statement, and I find this absolutely fascinating. And it says in your workbook, things always work out in the end. If things are not working out, it's not yet the end. And that's absolutely correct.
There is, on Netflix, a brand new series. It's only 3 hours. They haven't added more, called Remote Survival, where they take an expert like Matt from Special Forces working in a tent with a little mic, and they take an average citizen, you, anybody, Sandy, and put you in the middle of the Pacific Northwest rainforest, and your job is to survive for 2 days in the wilderness. And that includes water and food, and with no knowledge how to do it, where they walk you through it. And it's interesting because they do 2 of them each hour, and they do them back and forth in different habitats. They do all different kinds of habitats, including Arizona and the high plains, the deserts, the whatever. And of the 6 people that they do, 2 of them fail and can't make it. And that happens right out of the gate with someone right next to you telling you where to look for your water and stuff like that. One guy that failed was because he had the insect in his hand for protein enough to get his energy from this point to that point, and he couldn't eat it. And he wouldn't drink the water because it was discolored. And what is it, Giardia, that's in the water?
Giardia.
Yeah, the bacteria has to be dealt with in certain situations. And if you're not prepared or have some sense, you can poison yourself or you can dehydrate, which is where all first illnesses begin. Every single thing that's going to fail starts with dehydration.
Mm-hmm. And you can poison yourself just by swimming in polluted water.
Well, in Africa, they have a worm that will go right up your penis. I mean, you know, you've got to be really careful.
Well, we're not in Africa, but if there's this major grid down situation, you know, where's a city of 10 million people going to pee and poo when there's no...
And then you've got your worm again. Yeah.
So you're going to... It's a really serious situation. You look at places like Haiti after the earthquake and the cholera epidemic that went through there, and then you just know in the United States... people are used to being able to drink the water, and it's going to be a pretty serious situation. I mean, if you're in an area like L.A. with a huge earthquake, then water is certainly going to be the number one consideration. And I know I've been in an extreme dehydrated situation when I ran out of water in 100-degree temperatures climbing El Capitan back in 1984. And... my partner had asked me a question, and I'd try to answer, and I'd start gagging and retching because my tongue would stick to the roof of my mouth. And we were so thirsty, we climbed with our headlamps through the middle of the night and found the nearest mud puddle and drank out of it. And I know that if somebody is in that kind of thirst situation, which you'll be in, then you'll drink the most scummy, disgusting ditch water if that's all you have to drink, and you won't be able to stop yourself. And so... knowing how to prepare and purify water in a grid down situation is really critical. I mean, it's life and death, unfortunately.
Yeah, Matt's standard quote that I like to use is 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. And let me say this, water is at the top of the list and is why it's chapter one in my grid down situation. It's before anything else, it will be about water.
When I lived in California for a short time, about 18 months in 1980, there was a mudslide. It rained and rained and rained, and it became very muddy. And the buildings, the corporate structures that that housed a lot of employees were built on slabs, and the water just ran in the front door and flooded the buildings. And then the underground storage tanks for gasoline and diesel were contaminated with water, and it was a mess because there was 6 inches of water pretty much everywhere you're trying to travel. I remember Mrs. Finelli called me and she said, so how much water can I drive through? And I said, well, what are you talking about? She said, well, you know, it's up to the center line of the wheels right now. I said, that's plenty. And so water was a real serious problem, and we were talking about contaminated water, and of course the television reports and the radio reports, news were telling us to be careful about drinking water, and the mud was so well, I don't know how to describe it, but trees were sliding off hillsides. Houses that were on hillsides were sliding down the hill. It was a pretty serious situation. So you think that it can't happen? I was there when it did happen. And 20 miles away from us, at that time, we had an earthquake. It was a 5.7 on the Richter scale. It was significant. Buildings were cracked. I'm talking about concrete buildings were cracked. It was pretty frightening. So we think it doesn't happen. It's not true. It does happen. And as an example of just one little problem, one little hiccup, at the top of the hour, just before the broadcast started a few minutes ago, the news report was that the D.C. metro system was shut down. 700,000 people were stranded. 700,000. Now, the answer was, oh, we just need more money. Give us more money and we can fix this. How did it get to the point where 700,000 people were stranded? And do you want to be stranded? I don't want to be stranded. So I don't let myself get in those situations if I can help it. I don't go where there are lots of people where I don't have an exit strategy. How about you guys?
Well, we're in L.A. right now. So.
In the heart of it.
We're in the heart of it. So, yes, if the big one hit right now, then we'd be in the same boat as everybody else. And especially since, you know, we've driven and flown here, so we didn't exactly bring everything we have with us. So then in that situation, then we would be stuck with using our own wits and the information we have to make it all work.
So your number one concern, Rick, in your workbook number two is water. And tell us a little bit about water. What do we need to do to make sure that in a situation that is dangerous, like grid down or an earthquake, how do we...
The first thing, you need to realize that the water in different locations are going to have different things with them. If you're up in the Cascades, you've got to be careful with California and other things for a dead animal.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when we come back, tell us more about what we need to consider if we're stranded and thirsty, dehydrated. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, DocRam.com, and Matt Stein. Matt Stein, WhenTechFails.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Matt Stein's with us. They are in Los Angeles, California, getting ready for their event starting tomorrow. Information's on the website, whentechfails.com. That's Matt Stein's website. There's information on docram.com, and there's information on usapreparers.com, page number one. So in the Drudge Report, there's a post about San Francisco train system that runs between Oakland, California, and San Francisco, and stopped running for the second time in a month, and they blame it on this new power substation that was installed. And so they're not really sure what's going on, but the train stopped. So here we have thousands and thousands more people who could get stranded, and no one really knows the exact cause. So these kinds of things can happen, and it's not just our imagination. So, back to water. What do we do about water? How do we determine whether we should drink the water or not that we find? Should we not have prepared and carried with us a little water purification system, like one of those bottles that has the carbon block filter in it, or we don't have any chlorine with us, you know, in our pocket? What do we do?
Okay. Well, you can assume that water in the metro area is going to make you sick. I mean, it may not. You know, when I was a kid, I drank out of little creeks in my town without giving it any thought, and I never did get sick from it. So, you know, it's a crap shot. But one of the very first things you can do, especially in a place like L.A. where there's a lot of sunshine, there's something called SODIS, S-O-D-I-S, which stands for solar disinfection. So if you're in a situation where, you know, you're separated from your stuff, or maybe you never bought the stuff to begin with because you thought everything was going to be fine, and, you know, for whatever reason, you don't have one of those great bacterial water filters or a...
Berkey.
Yeah, well, Berkey, or like a Steripen, you know, which is a great gadget to have, which is, if say you don't have any of those cool gadgets. So first thing you do is you go dumpster diving, and you find some water bottles, you know, those just spring water bottles. And what happens is that in 6 hours of direct sunlight or 2 days of cloudy weather, if you lay those bottles out so that they point towards the sun, then the UV rays from the sun will kill all the bugs inside of them. So you've got a time lag there. I mean, you know, you're going to have to, hopefully you've got something on hand you can use in the meantime. But if it's a clear sunny day in 6 hours, you just lay them on the pavement and they're going to be pure. So going out and dumpster diving and getting as many of those thrown out soda bottles and water bottles as you can is the very first thing to do.
You know, in the remote survival video, they dipster diving was defined an old tin can or something that this one guy had to carry a little tiny can of water almost 4 hours before he could find tinder to start a fire. They didn't even know in that video what Matt has just given you is a secondary thing. And this guy carried this water for 4 hours and then could not start a fire and ended up having to throw the water away after carrying it through a jungle and, you know, with one hand.
What, was he planning on boiling it? Or
yeah, that was the key. And, you know, to boil water for several minutes usually will kill most of the things.
You know, actually, pasteurizing is at 160 degrees Fahrenheit. So by the time you reach boiling, you've basically deactivated all the things. So, a lot of people say you got to boil for several minutes, but really, even at altitude, once you've hit the boiling point, everything's deactivated or dead, so you're fine. You don't need to do it for several minutes. Just bring it to a boil, and you're done. So boiling will kill it, but, you know, it's not like you always have access to being able to boil.
Or build a fire, even. That was two of the people could not get a fire started, and one of them failed and had to call for help rather than complete the course. The other one froze that night because he had a paranoia about being in closed spaces and had to crawl underground to keep the air around him warm. It's interesting how our neuroses will be the thing that takes us down.
You know, as I look at your workbook, Rick, you've got something that you recommend every family should have: 50 tablets at about $4.99, and they're water purification tablets. And
well,
you carry
the
those in your...
that is going to be arsenic, for example. You know, if you're up in Oregon, you have to worry about serpentine soil.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
You've got to worry about thirst more than arsenic.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
During the end of the last segment, we were talking about water, and I mentioned that Rick has in his workbook a recommendation that you consider 50 tablets that cost about $4.99 for water purification. You can get them at Walmart and other sporting good type stores. And Matt made a comment, you know, Rick was talking about arsenic, yep, you have to be concerned about that, and Matt was talking about thirst. So where are we with that? What do you do?
No, well, you got to keep yourself hydrated, and you don't want to get sick. So
right.
if you've got, you know, Rick mentions Clorox bleach is your friend, so most people have a bottle of bleach somewhere, and so you want to stock bleach, because just 5 drops of bleach can purify a quart of water. Now, the thing is, you have to have dwell time. So it takes about a half hour for the bleach to kill all the bugs in there under, if it's warm water, you know, relatively warm. If it's really chilly water, like you can't swim in it, then you got to leave it at least an hour. If it's freezing ice cold water, then it takes about 4 hours for dwell time to kill all the bugs in there. So it's, you know, there is no one perfect solution. I mean, boiling is, if you have the chance and you can burn it, then, like I said, if you've got fuel to burn and you've got a pot to put it in, and all you got to do is bring it to the point where you see it starting to boil and it's good to drink. So there's, you just have to use what we've got at hand. If you can't boil it, then there's something called a SORRY filter. Now, that's not sorry like S-O-R-R-Y. It's S-A-R-I, like the Indian saris. And what you do is you take a very finely knit sari, they use this in India, and you fold it over 7 times, and then you put water, you filter water through the sari into a jug. Now, that's not 100% perfect, but it cuts down the incidence of diarrhea when people are... You know, this is India where they're taking water out of the water, out straight out of the river and drinking it in villages. And it reduces the incidence of, you know, diarrhea by at least 2 to 1. So it's not great. I mean, I'll take solar disinfection or boiling or Clorox bleach or halazone tablets any day over the SORRY filter. But, you know, sand filters and SORRY filters are a lot better than nothing if you're down in a situation where you got nothing.
That's where you would take his sand filter would be a pair of jeans that you tie a knot at the bottom and you fill it with sand, as fine of sand as you can find, and you use that as your filter. It's not perfect. It's, you know, jury rig. And it's interesting to note, because to boil water means you have to start a fire. And if you don't have flint, and this one guy, in one of the things, they showed him where to find the flint and how to chip it, and it took him more than an hour to get the fire started. Another one, they took 2 sticks with a shoelace from his shoe, and then, you know, to bind the two of them together where you go back and forth to create a heat on a little, you know, indent that had some fuzz that he would slowly try to get started. In all cases, starting fire naturally in this series took more than half an hour to get it happening. And
you know, it's starting a fire. If you've ever tried starting a fire with those little flints that they sell, or if you ever tried starting a fire with a bow drill, you find out that, wow, this is really hard. And not saying that it's not doable. I'm just saying that you want to practice these things. And in order to start fires in those conditions, you need to have perfectly dry tinder. And it needs to be extremely fine. And, you know, it's very doable, but, boy, you want to practice this under good conditions, because if you're going out and expect to find like a rain-soaked forest and using your little flint to start a fire with stuff that's all soaked with water, it's like it ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Under the best of conditions, it's difficult, and under terrible conditions, it's nearly impossible. So, you know, you got to think ahead in this situation. A Bic lighter, boy, I tell you, in a collapse situation, Bic lighters, they'll be like gold.
And the other part of it was, in the series, this brief series, two of the individuals that were trying to start fire were both ready to give up after the first hour of trying to flint it or this bow press that they use where you heat it between 2 sticks. And it takes practice. That's what Matt said. And once you know that it can work, even if it takes you several hours, the whole idea is to stay focused. And it's not the fire hasn't started until the fire starts.
Yeah,
so I remember the story of the
instructions in both my books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. But like I said, you really want to practice this. People who really know what they're doing and have done this a lot, it's amazing that in 5 minutes with a well-made drill and the right materials and totally dry, you can have a fire going in less than 5 minutes. But people, like Rick says, you watch that movie and 4 hours later people are giving up. So practice, they get it done in 5 minutes with the right stuff. No practice, giving up in 3 or 4 hours with no fire.
And that takes the empowerment of knowing that you can do it if you just stay focused.
There's a story of the Boy Scout leader who's with his scouts, and he says, okay, boys, we're going to start a fire. What's the best way to start a fire? And the answers are the traditional ones. Okay, we'll take some sticks. We'll get some tinder. We'll get some flint. We'll use a bow drill. And you know, so he says, okay, what else? And you know, the boys are out of answers. And he says, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's use these. And he pulls a pack of matches out of his pocket. And the point of it is that would save a lot of work just having a pack of matches, right?
You know that just a solar reflector made with aluminum foil will actually work, will actually boil water, will actually be useful to kill bacteria. You'd be surprised what reflections from the sun can do. And if you have the right kind of container, like Matt said, and you let it hit with direct sunlight, even just direct sunlight will often clean your water. The problem is it has to do with the time thing, and most of us are too impatient.
But yes, pulling out a book of matches, and you know, in my backcountry kit, I've got waterproof, windproof matches. I've got Bic lighter. You know, just like I have in my go bag, I've got a water filter that's field serviceable. I prefer the Katadyn or the MSR ones. Those are the standards in the backcountry around the world. You know, they go to Nepal, keep people healthy. And I got a Steripen. So it's like this stuff, when you don't have those simple items, you have to resort to solar disinfection or, you know, sand filters, all of those things. So planning ahead and having some of these tiny little compact things in your go bag makes a difference between, you know, 4 hours of misery trying to get a fire going and trying to boil water and doing that, or just simply pull out your little filter and pump away and you got a quart in 2 minutes and you can trust it and you can move on. So, you know, planning ahead and having the right stuff makes a big difference. But I like to teach people how you can do it from scratch.
Right.
If you happen to be stuck somewhere and don't have your bag of cool stuff, you know, it's like you need to be able to do it both ways. And of course, I'd much rather pull the cool stuff out of my bag and you know, live in comfort and live in health and have my you know have all that great stuff. Have my colloidal silver generator on hand. Have my headlamp in the bag. Have my water filter in the bag. Have my little, you know, Steripen in the bag, all of those things. So, you know, you got to be able to defend for yourself from scratch. But boy, if you've got the cool stuff, that's so much better way to go.
I would like to end. Yeah, I'd like to end with one on water by stating, when I was in Mexico City 2 years ago, that's like 26 million people in 100 square miles of ghetto. Every single resident had 3 days of water above each dwelling. You'll see that as you fly in and you drive around, you'll see the tanks over every single house. Nobody in the United States even thinks like that. And while you might think Mexico is more primitive than America, right now America is completely inequipped to deal with the most basic of needs.
You know, as you talk about this and talk about starting fires and water, there's a way that you can start a fire with, if you have an AA battery in a flashlight, you know, 1.5 volt battery, I guess I should say dry
spells. They did that with a flashlight. That was one of the things in the remote thing. They used the flashlight and the little bulb where you have a single chance where you break the glass bulb and then you turn the flashlight on in tinder.
Another way of doing it is taking a gum wrapper that has a foil back, and you use the resistance of the aluminum foil back and the material that covers the wrapper, which would be like a paper, and it gets so hot that it will start a flame like a match. You get one shot at it, but you can just go from plus to minus with a thin piece of, you know, cut that gum wrapper into a strip maybe a third of an inch wide, and go from plus to minus, and it will get red hot and start a fire right there. But you get one shot at that, too.
Yeah, one shot means you got to really have your tinder ready to go. I mean, my granny, when I was a little kid, I went camping with my granny all the time, and our goal was, she'd say, here's one match, and get everything ready so we can build a fire with one single match. And yeah, we did all the time. But that took like training and prep, and so we'd get various levels of tinder together, and everything would be dry, and we were doing this in New Hampshire where it rains all the time, so we always made sure we collected tinder when it was dry and put it in an area under a tarp so it would stay dry. So planning ahead, we as a child, like I said, we learned how to always build fires with a single match. But yeah, you know, having a single match is a great luxury.
And back in the colonial days, I remember reading in elementary school that, you know, if someone had a fire and it went out, they would go to the neighbors and they would try to get some coals and put them in a metal box and rush home with them so they could use the coals to restart their fire in their fireplace because their fire went out. That was the easiest way to do it. But and you know, when you talk about boiling water, now we're only talking about biologicals killing them, but that has nothing to do with remediating or making the chemicals, the toxins in the water, safe, right?
That's correct. Totally correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another issue. So you might want some of those tools that Matt talks about, or and Rick, or you may want to boil the water and use the steam.
You know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
You know, as we move on and talk about food, you know, that's one of the next things we need to talk about in shelter, of course. So, Rick, in your book, your workbook, Surviving, Can You Survive 30 Days, you know, with no grid, you've got whole milk, cola, white bread, rolls, sugar, milk, ground beef.
Yeah, white, I know, the American diet.
Yeah, where's that gonna come from?
Good question. It's going to come from Monsanto.
Yeah. So how do we do that? And what do you recommend we do in our, 30 days without the power grid? That's going to be really tough.
Yeah, well, that's why I say that a zombie is East L.A. when they're out of food. Look what happened just in the last few weeks with the weather that they've had on the East Coast and what happened in the stores because of people panicking.
Well,
you know, I was in Hawaii right when Fukushima happened, and they were concerned about a tsunami that was going to hit Kailua. It didn't, of course. There was a 3-foot wave that put the first street underwater, I have a picture in the book of the shelves and the way it looked, you know, maybe. Oh, it's in my PowerPoint. It shows the shelves are barren, just like they were on the East Coast, because people panic. The second week, watch what happens next when they're doing it with guns.
Yeah, and just take one guy, okay? So one guy in New York City, and he's homeless, okay? So he's looking for something, and he's begging for money, and he's also dumpster diving. So now that's just one guy dumpster diving, looking for, you know, what's left over from somebody throwing out uneaten McDonald's hamburger or French fries or something like that. Well, that's one guy, and is he going to claim that entire dumpster? And, you know, another guy goes diving in the same dumpster. Now there's a fight, you know, over that dumpster, what might be in there. This is a pretty serious situation that could unfold.
If you were, for example, living in New York City in a high rise and you're, let's say, 12 floors up, where are you going to go to the bathroom?
Well, yeah, the food, you know, obviously storing your food is key in this situation. The other thing is that in a true survival situation, say you don't have your stored food, or say you're separated from it, or somebody came by and took it from you because they were meaner and badder and they had a bunch of friends and they came to your door and said, well, you gotta leave because we're gonna kill you if you don't give us your food. So for any one of those scenarios, if you're out and about, then your ability to forage for food in the wilds is absolutely critical. Now, it's kind of tough to go and learn these things when, you know, you can just go to the store. It's like, well, why should I spend time doing this? You know, why do I do this? And the truth of the matter is that in survival classes in Arizona, I was on the phone like years back. It might have been Cody Lundin. And back in those days, I didn't know who Cody Lundin was. It probably was him. We were both on a show together. And the guy on the other end, perhaps Cody Lundin, shared this story. And he said, you know, I teach primitive living skills in Arizona, where people come to my class and we learn how to do everything the old-fashioned way. No guns, no knives, no fishhooks. And at the end of the class, everyone goes out into the wilderness for 3 days, and they have to fend for themselves. Now, typically in this class, it splits into the men and women. He says almost always they split up, and the women go out and focus on foraging. Well, we'll have to finish this in just a minute. But
yeah. Yeah, and Matt, as you say this, this happened to one of our instructors' families. An invading force came to their farm and said, this is a really nice farm. By the way, you got 24 hours, because it's ours in 24 hours. If you'd like to live, you're out of here. And they lost the farm. Absolutely true story. So if you don't think it can happen, class, it happened to one of us right here at USAPrepares.com. Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be back with us right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And we're going to talk about surviving, and we're going to talk about earthquakes. Please, okay. Don't touch that dial.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first hour. I'll take a cup out for you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.